the Holy Spirit. I get fascinated over time by the principles of God. I love His people. And years ago, when I first began dialoguing with the Lord, talking to Him, not just praying, but praying and listening and hearing Him out and taking His word more serious, taking what He had to say, taking it in, hearing Him out, I started asking Him questions. I was getting answers, so I asked questions. And every time He answered me in dialogue with me, and I'd ask Him some more questions. Because you can't trust God if you don't get to know Him. Now, the last broadcast, some people would say, "Preacher, you sound mean." Sometimes I have to give people facts. Now, cult religion, they're afraid of driving people away. They're afraid of not being, they're afraid of making a disturbance. And they don't want to run people off. Not only for sinister reasons, you know, sometimes people don't want to run people off for their own safety. They try to say things in a way where they won't offend people. But what's going to happen is, if you don't teach the Word of God according to the Word of God in its pure form, you know, we talked about how holy the Word of God is. Pure. The word of God is pure. You don't have to make excuses for it. You don't have to give God a back door. You don't have to make excuses for Him in case something don't go right. He keeps His word. He's alive. If we believe it, He'll keep it. And I know this. Now, everything I said in the last broadcast, I said it in love, in pure love. Sometimes we just got to get our facts right. If we get our facts right, we can change the situation. Now, from the beginning, God put man, He gave man dominion. Now, anybody that has dominion, a captain of a ship, the captains over soldiers, anybody in charge of anything, we expect them to be trained and professional. That's right off the bat. No matter who they are, when you get on a cruise ship, you expect the captain and the team to be courteous, well trained, able to govern situations. And you'll enjoy your cruise. If you're in the military, you expect the captain to be on point, know what to do, take orders from his superiors, and command all those under his command. Right off the bat. Now, the Lord made Adam. He gave him dominion over the earth. Now, Adam died. The same dominion goes to us. All of us have dominion, and we're expected to use it. We're expected to learn some principles. We have to get our facts right if we're going to do this. Now, what God gave mankind to do is important. And you can't do it if you are distracted with worldly devices, even attacks from Satan. Just like we drive out temptation, we have to drive out attacks of the enemy. Get rid of satanic attack. Your depression is a satanic attack against your mind and your spirit. Strife is a satanic weapon. A satanic weapon to stop you in your tracks. Like raid on a roach. You have to get rid of it. Despair is a satanic attack. It starts with some form of sorrow, just like depression. But you have to get rid of it. These things don't come from God. Fear is always a satanic attack because God don't give us the spirit of fear. People in pride, they use fear tactics, not God. So when pastors and ministers try to use fear tactics, then people start thinking that God used fear tactics, and He don't. Hell is not a fear tactic. It's just a place where God's going to put sin. And because it exists, he let us know about it. It's not a threat as much as it is a jail. You tell your children, you don't want to go to jail. Do what's right, so you don't have to go to jail. Same thing with God. Follow me so you don't go to hell. Now, God loves us, and he did something about us going to heaven. He paid a heavy price. Jesus paid the heaviest price ever paid in the history of all things when he laid down and died for us on the cross. He took all of our rotten sins on him, on one man, and he killed our situation if we believe it by our faith. He did the works. He did what could not be done. Now, it's our responsibility to preach the gospel, let people know what God has given. And it's reasonable for us to do the will of God. It's unreasonable for us to receive salvation and not share it. That's not good. But if you at least live the life, you're going to win souls, and you're going to help encourage people to believe. Now, everybody has a part to play. And we're not saved by works. God's not going to kick you out because you don't bear fruit. But you're designed to bear fruit. And this is, and you're designed to have authority over the earth, not Satan. And you're supposed to manage Satan. You're not supposed to let Satan manage you. So in order to get some things healed up, you got to get your facts right. In order to wake people up, I just say the things that people don't want to talk about. I don't get invited to many churches to preach because I preach just like I'm preaching. I preach according to what God gives, and I preach and I try to speak the truth in love like the Word of God say. But sometimes people have to be snatched out the fire. It's important. People are going to go to heaven wondering why they didn't get ahead, why they didn't go forward. And there's simple reasons why. But you're going to have to go before the Lord and ask questions. Now, I'm looking at two situations. I've gone before the Lord and got answers to some of the needs that people are suffering through. If I tell them what God told me, that don't always work. Because if you're not a student, you're not going to learn. If you're not seeking, you're not going to find. If they look at me instead of God, they're not going to. You have to look at his word is him, whoever speaks it. And this, you know, I'm just doing my job. I've gone before the Lord and learned principles. I've asked him why different questions, all my questions about people getting healed, and he taught me things over the years. And I know some of the reasons why people fail. I don't know all the reasons people fail, but I know what Jesus said, and I know he'll back up his word. Now, years ago, I asked him, like a person's is very sick on a deathbed. And this is what the Lord answered me. He said, when people are sick like that, they don't need to think about anything. They need to seek my word about healing and believe and not doubt. They don't need to worry about anything else. They don't need to worry about their children. They don't need to worry about anything. They need to win that battle. Now, to them, it's a very terrible back, because not doubting in your heart when you're laying there in pain and getting growing weaker by the day, after a while your mind is gonna, you could be in a coma or something. You need to work on believing God's word and not let worry of other things hinder you. And the easiest way to do that is fill your heart with God's word. And you'll see what he sees. And you'll be able to drive out all the evil influences that's working against your faith. And then everybody you know is coming to see you, and most, and a lot of them are not going to believe with you. Some people are going to try to soothe you. But don't depend on that. Don't look at it. Look at His Word. That's where your full concentration need to be. And some people are irresponsible. They'll still be asking you to solve their problem because they always look to their parents. They won't get a job and go forward like they're supposed to. And these, you know, things, sickness and disease happen when things are out of balance. It's not just eating the wrong food and not getting enough exercise, which is terrible all by itself. Too much of eating one thing and not enough of another, and not exercise, too much grease and fat, you're supposed to get sick. And then we preach healing. Jesus heals. But first, you know, he can heal your body, but if you're going to keep tearing it up, you're still going to be in the same situation. And sometimes you have to change your lifestyle. Even after God healed, you can't go back and do what you used to do. Especially the things like worry, strife, unbelief, fear. These things attack, work against the body. The greasy fast food is healthier than envy and strife. Now the Lord thinks of everything. He provided healing. Now, if you love God and you believe Him, but you eat wrong and you worry too much, and from time to time you get a strife, that's a recipe for sickness. Even though you love God. So when the enemies tempt people and set people up to fail, He knows these things. He'll tempt you to take the easy road, not exercise. Don't take time to spend time with the Lord and get strong in the Lord. Always do something you're not supposed to do. Always do something that cause you to become weaker. He will say, watch too much television. Eat all the pie you want. Eat all the grease and fat you want. Drink all the beer you want. Whatever it is, He's going to try to get you to indulge in that. To weaken you over time. It don't happen in one day. Especially when and you start seeking the Lord and doing things God's way. And then you're attacked with cancer or something. Then the Word of God will encourage you to believe God and receive your healing. If you just read all the people that Jesus laid hands on and healed, that will inspire your faith all by itself. And then we have the Word of God on. We have true and precious promises so that God can heal us. And as you start focusing on that, then the enemy is going to send people, religious people. He always has some people that will say, well, you know, God heals sometimes. He might not heal this time. Or they might just, you know, they used to say it went out with the apostles, but so many people have gotten healed, you know, hopefully they don't teach that like they used to. But anybody that will agree with something wrong, the enemy will use, even if they are Christians, even if they do love you. So you have to receive God's word to go forward. You don't have to suffer because you don't have to ever suffer as Satan's will. All of our suffering should be nothing but persecution. People trying to get us to stop. But you can tell Satan he can't use people against your ministry. See, Jesus, he gave us power over all the, he gave us authority over all the power of the enemy, all of it. That even human influence, people that are influenced by Satan. You can, at your will, you can tell Satan he can't use people against you. And you'll see them go on about their business. Condemn the things of darkness. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to say it where they can hear. Just tell Satan, Satan, you can't use no one against me today. You can't use, you can even name specific people who discourage you. And you can pray and ask God to guide you. And you can study the word so that you can withstand and overcome all the lies and wiles of Satan. Now, the last broadcast we did, it was not to shame anyone. It was not, nor was it looking down upon anyone. You have in real time true and precious promises. I've been in the presence of the living God, and he always helps me to see things clearly. And sometimes I don't. Sometimes I have questions and I want answers. And he always provides the answer. And I say, oh. I always say, oh. As if I should have known that all along. Some of the answers are so pure and so right. It's easy to be entreated. It's easy to listen to. It's easy to hear. And it's not, you know, it's not hard to digest. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to be a college professor to understand God. God talks to all of us. And he has much to say. And as we go forward in him, there are many things we can learn. We can learn from him. Take him at his word. Don't settle for the lies of men. Don't settle for religious conclusions. And don't settle for misunderstanding and poor information. God is too good for that. He's blessed you too much for that. Don't drown in your sorrow. That's a choice. That's a choice. You can make a choice to succeed. You can make a choice to grow. And you can make a choice to not only survive, but thrive in life and take your place in the kingdom of God and do your part. And I know this. I preach this and I live this. Everybody that drowns in depression, you're going to lose everything if you don't stop. It's a choice to stay in sorrow. It's a choice to get out of it. Train in the word of God to be a soldier, a fighter. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life, bless you in every possible way. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.